Blog Talk Radio.
Life.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made.
I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my presence makes sense, my future is secure. Finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, tame visions, smooth knees, tame. What's the next one? Don't worry, I got it right now. And it won't be long. So welcome tonight, Community of Faith.
There we are. Hello, hello, Community of Faith.
Good to have you with us tonight. Mighty awesome warriors of the cross of heaven. 21 January live stream. Wow. Well, we're just going to move that over here. 21, there you go. And pin it. So welcome aboard the good ship Zion. Welcome Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome all y'all from everywhere around the world, wherever you may be. Welcome to the greatest program there is on the internet. Somebody said, well, why would you say that? Because it's where we are.
Amen.
And God is doing a mighty, amazing, awesome, wonderful thing in our lives.
Amen.
And if you don't believe it, well, well. You just ain't been hanging around long enough, tightly enough, something. Live stream. What is today?
Today is...
Monday?
Monday.
Just the first day back after the long Christmas holiday?
Well, we were on yesterday morning. Yes, today was the first day back for Community Book Day.
There we are.
And we're so happy about it.
And we are so happy about it. For those of you who have more than one messenger thread in your name, please make sure you instruct me of which one to use. I don't want you to feel like I'm spamming you by sending one everywhere around the world, wherever you might be. So we'll get everything tuned up here.
Everybody have a good Christmas.
Did you have a good Christmas? We had a marvelous, just plain marvelous Christmas. It really was. That's not just a statement that sounds good and it's cute and it's funny, but we actually, honestly had a great day.
Actually, honestly. Was that a surprise statement?
And we pray that you did too.
We pray that you did
too. because it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. Do you need me to send any shares to anyone?
Where'd
you get them
all? I need to send one to Rudy. But it has to be text in his phone.
Oh, okay.
He does not get them through the messenger.
Oh, all right.
So welcome to the Community of Faith with Pastor Sam and Jay Cottle and the Community of Faith family. There's the email address. And there is the website. Glad to have you. We're on Facebook Live. We are on YouTube Live. And we are on Blog Talk Radio Live.
Now,
you might say Blog Talk Radio. What is that all about? Well, Blog Talk Radio is about a cool thing. You call in and you get to listen right on the radio. Not your radio, but, you know, you get to listen on what's not your radio.
Say that again.
I'm not sure whether that made good sense to you or not. But you know, the encouraging thing about it is it does make sense when you really stop and think about it. Anyways, we're glad to have you here with us. And, you know, God is doing a mighty work. He really is.
And
when we started looking to see what God's doing all over this world, and you just realize, man, he is our God and Father. It's, you know, in the old hippie world, you're kicking it. Audrey Van Gessel's with us.
Hi, Audrey.
Good day. All right. And Rebecca Smith is with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Excellent. Caper, turkey, ham in the works. Awesome.
So.
Okay, Rudy's got his.
All right, so you talk while I finish here.
All right. So what did everybody have for dinner tonight? Are you still doing leftovers or was it pizza night? Because I almost thought about pizza. But we did wind up finishing up some leftovers, and I made cheesy potatoes.
Yeah, and leftovers is good after you have turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and turkey and gravy and stuffing.
And turkey and sweet potatoes. Ripley ate the last of the sweet potatoes and green bean casserole. Did we eat all of that?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I don't know where it is. I didn't even see it. You must have gave it all to Ripley.
I didn't. Huh. I haven't seen them either. They're in there somewhere. Okay, I just baked the best Dutch apple pie. Ooh, that's sweet. Yum.
Yes, yes, yes. Who said that?
Rebecca. Audrey, Jay, my grandson, I love you. Are you on with us? Oh, I'm passing this along if he comes on. Good idea. Doritos and cheese. Yum. I had a real good turkey sandwich with onions on it and mayonnaise. Yum. That sounds good.
Wow.
And so now we're plan moving ahead for the new year.
It's going to be a great new year.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've decided we're starting our new year out with a fast.
We decided that all y'all are starting your new year out on a fast with us. Since you love the Lord so much, we just figured you'd want to be fasting and praying and talking to Jesus and just loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and just falling in love with Jesus and everything.
And to make his voice more clear to us on what he has lined up for us this next year. I'll be over, Rebecca. You finish.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Audrey says, I will fast. Good.
Hallelujah. There's always some brave souls that want to get closer to Jesus while the rest of them are sitting on the sideline wishing they could be like us.
Oh, my goodness. So we're planning on starting on the 2nd.
Our first prayer is that people walk around in humility all year.
Pray for Pastor.
Pray for Pastor. It's the guy that's got to lead it. Oh, my, my, my. My, my, my. Well, there we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure if you're new to us, you crick a licka. See, that you snap a screenshot of this because now you know our times and you know how to get in touch with us. That's our website, and my email address, HG, stands for Holy Ghost, preacherman@gmail.com. And we just want to be a blessing to you and help you walk with God. We're on at noon for prayer, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, noon Eastern. And then our interactive Bible study that we're doing right now is Monday through Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Unless, of course, God shows up and all y'all start drawing, and then we might hang out for 5, 6, 7 hours. You never know. 8.
I was going to say we have.
We even did 8 one time, and it was good. It was fun. It was a new experience, and maybe we'll do it again. So, you'll come on over, all right?
That's the kind I baked too, Rebecca, but it was still really, really good.
It was good. I'm not sure what store you bought that in, but it was good. Time is at 15 minutes after.
Yep.
We got enough time to go through the community of faith and talk about who we are and what we do. And so let's just talk about it.
All right.
This is the community of faith. Our two foundation verses, which is actually about 6. But this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So since that's the victory that overcomes the world, we might as well spend the rest of our life studying faith and how to walk in it, how to function in it, how to live in it, how to dwell in it, how to speak it, use it in every way. Amen. Hebrews 11:6 says, with faith, it is possible to please him. Because he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Mm-hmm. And diligently seeking him is a faith process all in its own. Mm-hmm. Who are we? We are an international family of mountain-moving believers, a growing community of faith. We've gathered together to study and believe the word for what it actually says to be the free of religiosity and live by faith. You might say, Pastor, I don't even have any religiosity. I don't even go to church or nothing. Well, nothing wrong with church as long as it's a good one that believes in God.
And the Bible.
And the Bible. There's a lot of churches that believe in God, but not the Bible. We are establishing continually a power grid of faith for the United States of America and the body of Christ. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio. We have our website. And anytime we can check, we can run out and do a meeting somewhere here around the world, we'll do that too.
Amen.
Our mission statement, effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destiny. That's a beautiful statement, mm-hmm. isn't it? But that's what happens. Each of us are learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. When you're right before God, your heart is filled with joy, and you get to be one with the Father. We preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you too, bringing the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone who meets us. I like to be able to say that. Don't you like that? I like that. Demonstrating that all the promises of God in him, Jesus, are yes and amen.
Amen.
Helping every believer move from glory to glory, faith to faith, grace to grace, so you can find your place and function in your grace. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God on high. Now, for those of you that don't know, Sister Leanne and I live in Williston, North Dakota, where right now it's a really balmy 11 below zero. And we're on our way tonight of heading to about 25 below, I think is where we're going to end up this tonight. 25 below zero. That's pretty cool. And then tomorrow night, we're going to head back down there to 25 below zero again. And it looks like winter has finally made it to North Dakota, just in time for the new year in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's who we are. This is what we do. We're glad to have you along with us. And we always start with the Pledge of Allegiance and prayer for this great nation. And so if you'll rise together with me now, we'll get ourselves started this evening. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today carry the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier, this moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join us in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet. And now, join us as we make the Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. You want to say it with me? And I believe.
And I believe.
And I believe. I am a believer in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, for those of you that's just joining with us, we always begin our program with prayer for the United States of America. Not sure whether you can tell, but we got a pretty big mess going on in America right now. And it's only the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous that's going to cause it to change. And right here at the Community of Faith, we are a voice of faith that not only transforms people's lives, but we know how to take authority in the realm of the Spirit and see things change with our prayers. And we thank you for it. So we're going to pray now, probably for the next 10, 15 minutes, for this great nation that we are a part of. What you see in front of you are not scripted, written prayers I received from someone. They are prayers that God gave me to put together to lead us in the prayer of agreement, where you and I can agree together in prayer and speak the same things out loud, boldly proclaiming them. The book of Job says, decree a thing and it will be established. Jesus said in Matthew 16 and Matthew 18, when two or three of us gathers together in agreement, he is in the midst of us. So, let's pray this together. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the Community of Faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, as you can see, we usually pray in agreement with the great cloud of witnesses. And tonight they've actually acquired their own screen, but as you can see, it's still a little cloudy with the great cloud of witnesses. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, we the people of God, we the Community of Faith, we the brothers and sisters of the international network of prayer and faith believing people, we put our faith together with every prophetic word that's ever been spoken down through history, from the very first person that ever said, may there be a nation whose God is the Lord. We add our faith to theirs and say, your prayer has been answered, and the United States of America, our God is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, And Jesus is coming, and he is our power. He is our strength. He is the one that's putting this nation together like it is, and we add our faith to it. We add our faith with Franklin and Jefferson and Washington and Adams, all the signers of the Declaration of Independence, all of those that framed our Constitution, every great leader and patriotic voice down through American history. We come together in unity with them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead.
The commanded blessing of unity, Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious anointing oil on the head of Aaron running down, the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. Number four coming up. The unity of the body of Christ. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, keeping the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Father, in Jesus' name, we add our faith and our agreement with every believer that's praying right now anywhere around the world.
Yes.
We join together with them in the unity of the Spirit. You are leading this whole nation into righteousness. You are leading this whole nation into peace and liberty and victory.
Amen.
And right now in Jesus' name, we declare righteousness spreads across our nation in every place where there's a believer standing up in any form of any office anywhere in Jesus' mighty name. Any patriotic event that's happening tonight, may they begin it with prayer, the pledge, and may they fill it with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We speak it done right now. We declare over our government officials, you must fulfill your oath of office or you're fired. We, the American people, fire you from your positions.
Amen.
For not walking in the integrity and honesty. We declare, Father, have mercy on everyone that you can have mercy, but in the middle of your mercy, empty their office and give it to a righteous person that will do right and will fulfill their duty according to the oath of office that they took. Father, bring every wicked, perverse politician to judgment so that wickedness is stayed and ended in this nation and it doesn't have a free course any longer. Corruption, we set you on notice. Your day is done in American politics. Your day is done. It's over. You cannot keep going. You have been brought to the moment of justice and recompense, and we, the body of Christ, command that this commanded blessing of the Lord on our lives, the anointing of God, spreads across this nation and fills every office available with a righteous man and woman of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, Lord, we pray for the body of Christ. Thank you, Father, that all across this nation, that we, the children of God, stand up and actually believe in you, God.
Yeah,
Help every believer to get their Bible out and actually read it. Father, we pray that you help the pastors get their Bibles out and read them. It is from the living, breathing, holy word of God. May they actually preach a message from them. May deception and confusion leave the United States of America because righteousness invades this great nation.
Amen.
And may it be said of the body of Christ in America that in the end times, read this with me, we are one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift that's on the inside of us. Right now, we bless the fivefold ministry all across this nation, all around the world. We hook our faith into the faith of everyone in the international network of faith and prayer right now. May they receive this revelation just as you're giving it to us, Father. That Jesus, when he ascended on high, he gave us gifts. Some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Say it with me. Everybody join me. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you that your plan is perfect, and it causes every one of us to grow and to develop and to be established in you. Speak this boldly with me, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my supply to this body, and we all grow together in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we bless every one of our wonderful peacekeepers today and peacemakers. Bless every pastor, every fivefold ministry leader. Bless every prayer warrior. Bless every one of us to live in this, in the truths. Yeah, I'm going to get it like it says it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those of us that use the sword of the Spirit, we join with them in defending this and bringing peace, making peace in America. Those who use the weapons that drive off the enemies from our shores, we bless them this evening, and we command in the mighty name of Jesus the great blessing of God. And now, Lord, for the families of the fallen who today stood somewhere. In honor of their loved one's life lived and their service rendered. And in honor of every other peacemaker in the military and the police and our fire rescue and those who put their life on the line for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, trauma, we bind you.
Amen.
We bind your damaging effect, and we declare our peacemakers will know exactly how to deal with it, and they'll be free in the mighty name of Jesus. And that tonight, all across America, veterans are being set free, and they just make that declaration. Something changed on the inside of me because our prayer was caught by their guardian angel and transformed their life on this very night. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. You ready? Let's pray the Patriot Prayer of Dedication together. Everybody pray it. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Thank you, Jesus, that you hear and answer our prayer. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Aren't you glad that our God has given us on this earth an authority that we can live in and function in, and that there ain't nothing that can defeat it?
Amen.
I hope that fires you up like it fires me up every single day, because we are the first on this earth, not doubt and unbelief. There is probably more people on this earth in doubt and unbelief than there is people of faith. But Jesus said, one of you, well, Jesus didn't say it, was in the Old Testament, one of you will put 1,000 to flight, and two of you will put 10,000 to flight. Jesus said, where two of you agree as touching anything, that's pretty big. Touching anything. It doesn't matter what it is. He said, I'm going to be in the midst of you. And he said, whatever you bind on this earth, he gave us the keys. That whatever we bind on this earth will be bound in heaven.
Amen.
Whatever we loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven. And he wasn't joking. We don't just say those words. Say those words because he told us to say those words. Can you imagine how much in heaven the Father and Jesus are sitting on the throne saying, just believe? Yeah, that might be a slight exaggeration. I've never been there. We'll have to talk to Brother Jesse, see if he saw that while he was there. But I'm going to tell you, you got to know God is telling us, you have won this battle. You have won this victory. I've given you everything and my word you have won in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's pray tonight for Brother Dan. And we're going to remember Ben because he's recovering. And until we hear that word that says, man, my health are as healthy as a teenage boy, we're going to keep praying for him. Amen. And pray for our other brothers and sisters that are with us so that we see the revelation of healing happening down deep inside of your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our brother tonight, Brother Dan. Thank you for this mighty man of God you brought our way. Thank you for his testimony of faith, his testimony of walking with you every single day of his life. And on this night, we speak over his body. And we put our agreement with his that says, hope doesn't make ashamed. It doesn't make ashamed. Hope is coming to pass in his life right now today. And all of his prayers, whatever they are, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak it right now. They come to pass right now.
Amen.
Supernatural health in his body. Soundness in his mind. Courage and strength in his soul. Great victory and peace being on the inside of him and Gwen and their life.
Amen.
And in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak restoration. We speak strength.
Yes.
We speak that you have confirmed by an oath. It is impossible for God to lie. Your word says the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living inside of our mortal bodies, producing life from the inside out. Everybody say it. I have life.
I have life.
It's flowing from the inside out. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We bless Brother Ben. And anybody else that's recovering from COVID in our midst, Lord, there's been so many people, we don't even have time to name them all. Brother Doug Shattuck right here, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to point at your hospital, wherever it is right now, the closest one to you, just point at it. And make this declaration. I declare in Jesus' name.
I declare in Jesus' name.
Everyone in that hospital.
Everyone in that hospital.
With any virus.
With any virus.
Or any sickness.
Or any sickness.
Any disease.
Any disease.
I command you be made whole.
I command you be made whole.
In Jesus' mighty name. COVID, your power is broken. Virus, your power is broken. Damage, your power is broken. Disease, your power is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak life and life more abundantly to our families right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't say it from your head. Say it from down deep inside your belly where your spirit is. Say it out loud with me. Life. And life more abundantly in every cell, in every tissue, in every joint, in the very marrow of their bones, there is life coming from the inside, flowing out of me, healing every part of my life. Woo! Glory be to God. Don't you love crushing the devil's head? I love it. 2022, enemy, I will crush you under my feet. That's a good one. That's not even our theme for the year, but it's still a good one. 2022, enemy, I will crush you under my foot, the big toe of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, as you can see, when you look at the clock right now, look at Phyllis. She's got her I love the word in there already. Uh-oh, somebody send a note to Roger. We haven't seen him yet. I love the word is here. I like it. This is just one of the things I was going to call it fun things we do, but I don't know that it's a fun thing as much as it's a power thing.
Amen.
All right. You can hear his bones cracking. Come on. Amen. Come on, Francetta. Amen. Now, I want everybody to join with me, and let's make an adjustment in the community of faith. Because I would really like to be started every night by 20 minutes after, so that we can be done praying by a quarter till, and we can get ourselves started 10 minutes earlier, so we can be done 15 minutes earlier. Now, that math added up whether you were paying attention to the math of it or not. I just want to do that so that we can continually get done, so people on the Eastern Standard Time Zone have the ability to get to bed at a decent hour and still receive communion with us every day. And we can make that adjustment. Just set your clock a little earlier and say, wait, I got to get there sooner so I can be a part of prayer. Because it's the prayer of agreement that changes this world. It is the prayer of agreement that changes this world. And you and I, we are rocking this world right now. You know, not every prayer request, let me see. I need to say this, so I will. Not every prayer request should be brought to the public community of faith. All right?
Yeah.
If you have something that's very personal to you, please don't put it publicly for everyone to see. Send it to us privately and make a neutral prayer request in the family thread,
yeah,
where all of us can pray for you. But your personal things in your life should never be brought in front of the whole body, because they don't need to know about it. If you're fighting a weakness in your flesh or something, everybody else doesn't need to know that. You can bring it to Leanne and I and send us a messenger, send us an email, and we're glad to pray and help you get a victory over that.
Yeah.
But don't bring that kind of stuff and put it in the family thread for everybody to see and then not expect people to judge you if you're talking about some kind of sin in your life. Because they don't need to know that sin. So all I'm saying in that is let's fine-tune our process. And remember, if we say too many personal things about our friends or family, they'll probably not want to come be involved in this because we've already spoken too much about it. Nobody likes their stuff put out in front of everybody else, not even Pastor Sam. And that's just some of the fine-tuning you and I continually do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Francetta, for asking the question. I don't want to make it confusing. Our program starts at 7, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. I just want to start praying by 20 after. Sometimes we end up talking till 8:35, 8:40, and then try to pray and get the program, and then we're doing the program till 11:30 at night. And I really want us to start earlier. So set your clock and join us right when we start at 8 p.m. Eastern or 7 Central. That way you can be a part of all the fun about what did you eat and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what happened. Did you build a snowman today?
Yeah, so the program times will stay the
yep.
same. It's just the time within the program that'll change. Instead of visiting until 7:30, we'll only visit until 7:20.
Right. Did I make that plain? That wasn't a very convincing yes. Wait, we're not changing the time of the program. We're going to come on every night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And Sister Elaine, I keep forgetting what time it is in Samoa. But we know that it's about 7 o'clock in the morning for Brother Julian and Sister Bamala, and we love you, and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Brother Tambir and Sister Nasim, we bless you and your family. We bless all of our brothers there in Pakistan fighting the good fight of faith. May God richly bless you. For those of you in Russia and all over Europe, God bless you, whatever your time zone is. And may the presence and power of God set you free and transform you in Jesus' mighty name. Our brothers in Africa, God bless you. Be strong. Be bold as a lion of the tribe of Judah. We love you guys. We call you blessed. South Korea and Japan, you guys are new to us. But here's a big community of faith hug. And that way, we just saying we love you to all y'all that's come and be a part of this program with us. All of our believers in China, I declare you get connected with us again on Blog Talk Radio. I declare it. I declare our Chinese brothers and sisters get connected with us again. And may this Blog Talk Radio go behind all the walls and infiltrate into people's lives and homes and be a blessing to them everywhere. Now, we're coming to the end of 2027.
Wow, moving right
along. Woo, moving right along. We just made 6 years, all right, 7 years. Coming to the end of 2021, I want you to get real serious about sitting down and writing the growth and development out that God has shown you throughout this year. I want to encourage each of you. Now, you go buy a notebook of whatever kind you want, all right? I bought this one, all right? Get my screen changed. I like these kinds. Mine's a spiral, all right? Got the spiral notebook edge on it. Some people like a really fancy leather one and everything. And I guess I'm probably coming to that. But I really encourage you this year to get one of these and make it your community of faith notebook. Why? Because I want you to start recording notes every night so that at the end of 2022, you're going to be able to go back and look at your notebook and say, wow, I wrote that note in there. I said that on that day. And look at how far I've come in Jesus this year.
Amen.
And it'll be a blessing to you and an encouragement of your growth and development throughout the last 12 months. Here's the problem. Watch this. If you wrote it down on this paper, and you wrote it down on this paper, and you wrote it down on this paper, right? And you wrote it on one of these little ones, and you wrote it on this paper, and then you wrote it on these papers. Does anybody see the problem we got? You're going to start saying, Hold it. I wrote a note down somewhere. And then, you know, say to the cleaning lady, did you move my notes? If you get one like this, and you say, this is my community of faith notebook. And every time you come here, you open another page and you take notes from that day on that page. I'm going to show you mine because it's not big and fancy. All right. It's just not big and fancy. But I want you to see it. So here's my notebook. All right. Let me see. Well, I can't think backwards. There you go. There you go. So I just got notes on it. Over here on this side, you can see I wrote my date down there. 12/27/21. And at noon, I wrote 2022. Enemy, I will crush you too. Well, here's what we're doing. As soon as you record it, it gives you something to go back and see. Now, I know some of you are overachievers. Time out. Some of you are overachievers, and you'll get a nice notebook, and you'll find the three-ring binder in it, and you'll punch a hole in all your papers, but it's okay to be an overachiever, all right? This is pretty cool. Oh, I opened right up to that page. Where did it go? There it is. I'm reading this. Now, these are all my notes from one of God's great leaders. Every time I listen to a message of him, I write notes out. I punch them and put them in a notebook. Why? Because I'm going to change my life, and this is my proof. I can go back here and show you what I learned on what day, and what is it doing? It's causing you and I to be able to have growth and development that you can put your finger on. And you can say, you can shut up, devil. You see what I wrote right here, Mr. Devil? Biker words are trying to come out there. Let's see. I crush you too in 2022. Now, at the beginning of every year, we begin with a fast, where we give up our food and we choose to be like Moses and Jesus and Elijah and fast for 40 days with no food or water.
Wow.
As he drinks a cup of tea. Would anybody like a peanut butter cup Christmas tree? And I do have a few root beer barrels with me tonight, too. Now, why am I saying all this? Well, I want you to be ready for what's coming at the beginning of the new year. I do this every year. We did it last year. Sister Leanne and I did it at the beginning of 2020. I've done this every year for probably 35 years. I don't know. As long as I've known Dr. Barclay, I've done this. But I want to start the year with a fast. We'll make it a fast that everybody can do. Even if you're a diabetic, there's diabetics that when you say fast, they start freaking out. It's not going to be something that you got to freak out about. It's an important thing to do because when you fast, you get your whole spirit, soul, and body seeking God at the same time. And it gives you that determination to crush the parts of your flesh that are still trying to control your life. Now, you might be like me, or you might be like Sister Leanne. She's perfect.
Well, thank you.
And not have anything that you need to get fixed. You just sit around being wonderful and holy and lovely all day long. Or you might be like me and still have things you got to work on. What is the purpose of why I'm saying all this stuff? I really want to see us conquer in 2022 beyond anything you've ever conquered before.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I'm giving you are tools and aids to be more focused, to be more, excellent, and to be more effective. That's all this is. There's no test. If you don't do it, you're not hurting me. If you do it, you're going to bless yourself. You're going to make your life that much more effective in God. And so I encourage you to be a part of it and take part in it. Most certainly I do. All right. And here's the revelation of it. It won't be long, and all of a sudden you're going to be using that notebook as your study guide. And you're going to be going back saying, wait, what did Pastor say on that day? And then when you go back there, it'll say, well, Pastor didn't say nothing. The Holy Spirit spoke to you, and you wrote down this statement. I'll give you an example. We were studying a message from the Believers Convention in Dallas, from Southwest Believers Convention. And Dr. Bill Winston was preaching, and he preaches a message about all debts being canceled. Well, he starts telling the story in there about one of his men who showed up at church in his office one day and said, Pastor, I need to talk to you. So he said, all right. So he got him set up for an appointment. He come in, and the guy said, I just want to thank you that last Sunday you told me to sell all my stock. And Dr. Winston's like, hold it. I can guarantee you, I didn't tell nobody to go sell all their stock from the pulpit. Because you just ain't going to do that sitting here, all right? But here's the revelation of that story. Whatever it was that Dr. Winston was preaching that morning, God spoke to that man, go home and sell this stock. It wasn't all of his stock. It was all of his stock in one company. And he said, I thank you for that. He said, well, of course, I didn't say that, but I'm glad you were listening to the Holy Spirit. He said, I made a lot of money, Doc. He said, well, that's wonderful. And then he said, can I ask you what the stock was that you're so excited about selling? He said, the stock was Enron just before it crashed. But sitting in church taking notes, God said, sell the stock. What happened? Because he sold that stock, he didn't lose a penny. Matter of fact, he made a whole mess of money by obeying the plan of God in that situation. I want you and I in 2022 to conquer and overcome beyond anything that you and I have ever seen ourselves conquer and overcome. And truly become the mighty, awesome, powerful army of God that is indefeatable. There's nothing our enemy can do that can stop us. Just absolutely nothing that our enemy can do that could stop us, because we're walking with God and we're making a very powerful force in our life. Now, boy, that was a long ways around the barn, but out of that we got, buy a notebook, get it focused for make sure you buy the favorite kind of pen to write with, and, you know, get you some highlighters and set out this year to grow in God beyond anything that you've ever grown before. When you look at what God does with us right here every day, folks, my brothers and sisters, this is seriously like a Bible college education, and it's like you're in Bible college classes every single night, and you're coming up to a new level of God. And I'm going to tell you, when you look back at this period of your life, you're going to realize, because I was willing to submit to the plan of God in my life, I grew by leaps and bounds, and I grew by huge amounts on a daily basis right here at the Community of Faith in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready for the word? Somebody say, I love the word. 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 Now, let's go right now. And I'm gonna be drawing from our classes from the beginning of this year, all right, 2021. So, if you will, turn back with me to January the 3rd, the 2nd, 2021. It's like, Pastor, I don't think I was here on that day. Well, it's all right. I've got the notes right here in front of me, and I'm going to be glad to share them with you, and it'll be a blessing to you in your life. Now, why are we going back to these on this night? Because God is not done with this year. This is only December 27th. God has been with us all year long. God is going to continually be with us for the next 3 days, 28, 29, 30, 4 days, 31 days in December, right? Yeah, Friday night. God's going to be with us clear to the end. I want to see you ask God for some big things yet this week. What mountain is it? Whoops, I got to turn YouTube on here. YouTube is live. So we're going back to the beginning of 2021. And talk about the word that God gave us at the beginning of this year. And I encourage you tonight to take these notes down and to live in them, not just the next 4 days, but make them some foundation points of your life. Some of you came to the Community of Faith in 2020. Some of you came in 2021. It doesn't matter when you got here. We're just glad you're here. So, ready? Everybody do a big group hug. Welcome to the Community of Faith. We're glad you're here. So, let's go to our foundation verses for 2021. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. 2 Corinthians. If you're new to the Bible, that's just after 1 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 8. Didn't need to do that at all. Let's see. Can I undo? Nope. Oh my goodness. Don't you just not like it at all when you do something that you really didn't need to do? Oh, isn't that something? Second Corinthians chapter 8. And, we're going to be reading from verse number 7. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I did this. Everybody just pause a minute. I just posted all of my notes into my comment section.
Oh, no.
It's not letting me just highlight it all. All right, wait a minute. I'm going to have to grab Rebecca's I love the word. There we go. Copy. Brother Roger Oxy, we're missing you, man. I love the word. There it is. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We won't make that mistake again. Hold your Bible up and let's make our confession. Here we go. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive
in my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
Him
as a seed.
Him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul,
and body. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen,
amen.
And amen and amen. You know, I said I was going to start with verse 7, but I think I'm going to go ahead and start at the beginning. Verse number 1.
And just read the whole chapter.
And Sister Phyllis always tells us, just read the whole chapter, all right? But I'm not going to quite read the whole chapter, but I am going to go down through verse 15. I want you to get the context of what God is saying through the Apostle Paul right here in this session. Here we go. This is foundation verses of the community of faith for this year. Welcome, Sunday Geyser. We love you. It's good to have you and all y'all other folks on YouTube. Welcome. We're glad you're with us. If I missed anybody on FaceTube, then we welcome you too. Verse 8. Moreover, brethren, what do you do when you find a moreover?
Find out what it's moreover.
Go over again what he's talking about. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. Now, that's a big old mouthful of stuff right there, isn't it? What's it mean? They were in severe financial situation and yet sowed a seed of finances abundantly to someone else. How cool is that? Verse 3, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. Yes, God is going to ask you and I at times to do things that seems to go beyond our ability. But guess what? It's okay, because all he's trying to do is get more to us, because when we go beyond our ability, we have to function in the grace of God. That's why people have a problem with healing, because they're like, yeah, but I'm sick. But God said he made you whole, but I'm sick. But God said he made you whole, but I'm sick. Well, it's not about your am sick. It's about he made you whole. What's he asking you to do? Reach out and accept the fact by faith that he's doing something big on the inside of you, even though circumstances may not look like it. And then boldly stand and declare, I believe the word of God. Speak it from down inside your spirit, man, saying, by his stripes, I am healed. I'll never need another medication another day of my life. Woo! But wait, don't just take your medications and flush them. Speak that until the doctor looks at you and says, you don't need these medications anymore. and you say, doctor, for the confirmation of my faith.
Amen.
Right? Some people think that the faith world says, why don't you have faith? Flush your meds. No, we're never going to say that to you. Because faith is a process you got to grow.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, back to this reference here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. So they were not only willing, and they were not only givers, but they even gave beyond their own ability. Watch what this says. Verse 4, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that as he had begun, he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, and now he names it. Look at verse 7. The Corinthian church is abounding in everything. That means the Corinthian church has an abundance in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, in their love for Paul. Now it says, in your love for us,
yeah.
See that you abound in this grace also. Paul was looking at the Corinthian church saying, you guys are one dynamite church. Look at what he says to them,
yeah.
In verse 7. They abounded in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge. I like this one. And diligence. Now, see, that's an important word.
Yeah.
God rewards those who diligently seek him. Add the verse right there for reference, Hebrews 11:6. Paul is expressing his appreciation to the Corinthian church because they were very diligent in who they were. And they were a powerful church, and Corinth was a big city. It was a major metropolitan city of its day. So the church was large. The church was filled with faith. If you go back here to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul is speaking about the gifts of the Spirit to the Corinthian church. He said, I don't want you guys to be ignorant about these gifts. Chapter 12, verse 1. Look at chapter 13, verse 1. Look at chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. This church was so powerful in the gifts of the Spirit that Paul had to say, well, you guys are doing good with that. But remember, faith works by love. Faith works by love. So in verse 7, he said to them, you are abounding in faith. And in 1 Corinthians 13, he reminds them, hey, make sure your faith is filled with love. Because if it's not, you can give your body to be burned. And if it's not done in faith and love, it profits you nothing. Could you imagine being burned at the stake,
oh,
and there be no benefit or profit to you, and you show up in heaven, and Peter looks at you and says, no, Jesus looks at you and says, what are you doing here? Oh, that's right. You got burned at the stake. Did you realize you're supposed to be having salad with the brothers this morning? Back to 2 Corinthians 8:7. They abounded in their speech, in their knowledge, in their diligence, and in their love. And now Paul's telling them, now, abound in this one. Well, if you read the rest of 8 and all of 9, Paul very specifically speaks to them about giving money in the kingdom and how it operates. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. So you have your notebook already? Write down in there to this statement. The law of double reference. Because even though Paul, amen, Sister Leanne, actually has a notebook.
This is a big change for me, guys.
Now, I said that with the greatest of love and affection. Sister Leanne is much more organized than I am. I'm really glad you didn't say amen right then.
I figured that would just be kind of like a slug to the guy if I did, so I did.
Now, here we go. Verse number, I speak not by commandment, but I'm testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Sunday. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. This is God speaking to the Corinthian church right here. This is at the very foundation of what we're doing in 2021. I can tell there's a couple of you going, where are we at tonight and why are we here? All right. Where we're at is this is where we started the year off. You might not even remember it. But it's okay. Here we go. Verse 10. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago. That's an interesting statement, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Verse 11. But now you also must complete the doing of that. Everybody pause for a minute. Think about it for a second. What were you determining to get done a year ago in your personal life? Do you have any goals written down anywhere? I do too. Because see, Paul's saying to him, you had the desire to get it done. Did you focus your life to make it happen this year? Or because of life, because of trials, tests, persecution, because of sickness, disease, trauma, bad relationships, who knows, divorce, lost your business, bankrupt, COVID, whatever. Or because of it, have you just been in a big whirl saying, man, I got to get my life straightened out here? Now, there's no condemnation if you're on any one of those places at all. That's why this message is so important for everybody tonight. I'm just bringing us to focus saying, what was it you said a year ago you were going to get done? If you don't have it written down and you don't remember, it's okay. Probably not, but it's okay with me, okay? I'm not after you. Make a point this year, right now, 27 December 2021, that you're writing something down saying, I want this fixed in my life this next year.
Amen.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to give you a couple examples. You might say, I just want to get to where I can walk around the block every day. Some people, that would be a serious accomplishment.
Yeah.
And listen, if that's a goal for you, we put our faith with you right now in Jesus' name that you get that accomplished and that you find great strength and great courage to get it done. Wow. Elaine Tafili. All the way from the beautiful land of Samoa,
yes.
Not Oz,
yes.
Samoa. Welcome, ma'am. I always ask you before, but what time is it there?
We're always fascinated, and we don't remember.
And I have figured out Julian and Pamela are 13 hours ahead of us.
Yes.
So
it's Tangier, right?
Yeah, and so you're probably in on International Dateline. You're probably already on Tuesday then. Anyway, she'll type that in. What I think is amazing is that this is going around the world in a matter of seconds, that we're speaking 3:21, 3:29
in the afternoon. Oh, right. So she's 5 hours. On Tuesday afternoon, must be?
3:29? No, she's probably on our time.
5 hours behind us.
She's probably on the 27th. Don't worry, this is very important to the teaching. Everybody on Facebook, say hi to Sister Elaine. We're glad to have you, ma'am. That's so awesome to have you here. We are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and we're down to verses 10 and 11. This is where we began the year this year. And this was our theme for the whole year, okay? It's verses 10 and 11. This advice I give to you is to your advantage, not only to be doing what you began to do a year ago, but complete the doing of it. Complete the doing of it. Not, even though you have a readiness to do it, readiness is good. Don't just have a readiness, but get serious about it and say, I'm doing something this year, and I'm going to get it done in Jesus' mighty name. Maybe it's to read your Bible every day. I want to lead us this year in reading our Bible through all the way from start to finish in 1 year. How many are going to join me on that? Somebody shout, I love the word. Oh, okay, it's the 28th, so you're ahead of us. 28, yeah, you're way ahead of us. Man, we would fly for forever to get to you.
Wow.
Roger. Roger Oxy's with us. Welcome,
hello,
brother.
Hello.
No, watch this. Maybe you want to read through the whole Bible this year. Write it down and set a goal. I'm going to help you get that done this year. Maybe you want to learn a verse of scripture every week. I'm going to help you get that done this year. I'm going to help you get these done with my faith. Now, I can't make you sit down and read. I can't make you get up and go exercise. I can't make any of that happen. But Sister Leanne and I are going to put our faith and our hope and our love and our prayers with you that you accomplish this year some very specific things in God. Maybe you say, I need health in my body. I want to get off all this medication. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we'll help you get off that medication. Why do you say that, Pastor? Well, I don't have to take any medication. No child of God should have to take any. There's steps to take to make that happen. And I'm going to tell you something. We not only are determined to get it done, we're determined to help you get it done. Maybe your desire is that you're going to get out of debt this year, you're going to use your faith, sow some seeds, and watch the harvest begins to come in, and harvest be what you live by, not by having to go slave and work hard at a job every day. Maybe you want to pay a house off. Buy a new car. It doesn't matter what your deal is. I encourage you to start writing some things down on your notebook so that you have on the inside of you and on a piece of paper a goal that you have set for yourself. And you ready? And a goal that God Almighty will help you reach.
Amen.
Now, let's go to this verse. It's not in my comment, in my notes. But it's a real easy verse to find. He gives us the desires of our heart. All right? So let's go and to Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. Well, Psalm 37, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 8. Make sure you grab one of them papers where you wrote down them notes and hold your spot right here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, because we're coming back here. Our theme for 2021 is 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love. The year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love. Now, Psalm 38, Psalm 37, verses 1 through 8. That's powerful, brother. Thank you. 38. Oh, Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath. That ain't the right one.
Oh, no.
Anybody want to join me in saying that ain't the right verse? Woo! All right, here we go. Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Have you ever found yourself fretting because of how much evildoers seem to have? Don't do that. Because God's looking at you saying, I want you to lead them. Don't look at them as an example.
Yeah, amen.
I know it wasn't wrath. Verse 2. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Dandelions. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, feed on his faithfulness, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Did you write any desires down? See, delight yourself in the Lord, and he's going to give you those desires for this next year. He's going to give them to you.
Hallelujah, I receive them.
How did you get saved? By grace, through faith. It's a gift. How did you receive righteousness? By grace, through faith. It's a gift. How did you receive the forgiveness of sin? By grace, through faith, it's a gift. How did you become an ambassador and a minister of reconciliation? By faith, through grace. Now that you've received all these gifts, you and I got to learn how to begin to appropriate that gift. Look at what the psalmist wrote. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Number one, he's going to be the one that puts the desire in your heart. And number two, he's going to be the one that brings it to pass. If you're a parent, you've seen yourself do this. You say to your kids, you ever wanted this? You ever want to do that? Why are you saying it to them? Because you've already seen it, that it would make their life happy. And you, their father, their mother, are already deciding on the inside you're going to do it for them. And what did you do? You made a statement, and they began to go, oh, I would really, really like that. Well, what does that do? That causes them to have a desire, and then it blesses you to bring that desire to them. You know, let's read the rest of this, and then we're going to go to Luke. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass.
That's a good verse,
man. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. That's what faith is trust. And he'll bring it to pass. Look at what he's going to do. He will bring forth your righteousness as light. Have you ever noticed that first light of the day, nobody can stop it? The clouds can cover up the sun, but it's still going to get bright. And when that sun is at its apex above you, you go above the clouds, it's as beautiful and bright and sunny. And they can stack them clouds up in a monsoon or a hurricane. It don't matter. The sun is still shining somewhere. And God said he's going to bring your righteousness as the light and your justice as a noonday. Has the enemy been brutally beating you around? God wants you and I to stand in the courtroom of heaven, bring your case before the advocate, Jesus, in front of the judge, your father, and try the enemy, bring him to trial, and call him guilty so the father can bless you seven times and double for any shame the devil's brought to you.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. I don't like that part of the verse. Anybody else want to say it with me? I don't like that part of the verse. I don't like that.
Nevertheless, it is still there.
It is still there, and it is not a wise choice in the kingdom of God to take stuff out of the Bible because God doesn't deal well with that. He's like, I wrote it. Leave it alone, okay? Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not be fret because of him who prospers in his way, because the wicked man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. How cool is that? He just literally says it. Do not fret. Do not be angry, because if you do, it's going to cause you harm. You ever notice the more angry you get at someone else, the least effect it has on them? Mm-hmm. It messes up your life worse than it messes up theirs.
And it says they'll be cut off anyway.
They're going to be cut off, not because of you. And you and I should pray for God to have mercy on them so that they're not judged and sent to a devil's hell. Can you imagine spending eternity without God?
No.
Oh, my. No, 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 no. I think Sister Van wants to get that in. No, 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 no. Thank God for his loving care and his mercy to us. Go with me to Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. Luke 11, 9 through 13. Now, make sure you get one of your papers out and use it for a holder of Psalm chapter 37, because we might go back there. Luke 11, 9 through 13. So I say, look at this verse. Ask, and it shall be given to you. What are you asking God for? Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Ripley didn't even move. He's like, that's you, Dad, and I know it. Right. Look at what Jesus said. Knock, ask, and it'll be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. God can't fail those words. For everyone who asks, receives. How many people receive?
Everybody
who asks. And to him who seeks, he will find. To him who knocks, the door will be opened. Do you realize our God is not hiding anything from us? It's on the backside of desire and effort. Everything you want in your life is on the other side of desire and effort. Get up. Get moving, get focused, get organized, and get moving. And what you desire is on the other side of it. Keep reading. If a son asks for bread, will his father give him a stone? No. If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Well, some people eat serpents, but I don't think it's a good idea. If he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? No. Look at this verse. If you then, you, point your finger right at yourself and say, he's talking to you. If you then, who are human, carnal, a human, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? How much more? Will your heavenly Father give to you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask?
He is.
See, some people are afraid to put something down on here. You know why? Because they got some trees growing from religion. Don't worry, I got the chainsaw sitting right here. Well, Pastor, what's that tree sound like? Here's what one of them sounds like. Well, you know how it is. About time you get something started, somebody just comes and tears it all to pieces. How about this? Well, only the good die young. Mm-hmm. Those are all trees. How about this one? You know, I take 2 steps forward, and then the devil knocks me 3 steps back. All of those are trees. You got to cut that tree down and get them roots out of your life. Here's a good one, Roger. He who lives in a glass house shouldn't cut a tree down close to it. But see, that when you look at what Jesus just said right here, this is so perfect for what we're talking about tonight. What was it a year ago you wanted to get done? Were you able to stay focused on it all year long? I'm going to tell you, some things you did determine to get done, and they'll fight you clear to the very end. But guess what? You don't have to surrender.
Amen.
Well, so what if it didn't happen in a year? Carry that right into the next year, because you now got 365 days of muscles build up fighting that enemy and causing that thing to come to pass in your life. And that ought to make somebody shout, I love the word, and pass the ammunition.
And there are 4 days left of this year. Our God can do big things all of a sudden.
4 days.
4 days.
One lady was believing God to pay her house off in this year.
Yeah.
And she owed $100,000. And at the beginning of the year, she said, God, I believe you are going to help me and my husband pay our house off this year. And they sowed money, and they spoke faith, and they spoke the word, and they helped other people with their houses, and they did everything in the whole world you could do. It is December 31st. It is in the watch night service at about 9 o'clock at night on December 31st. And her pastor stands up and says, you know, Susie, where are you? Over here. Come up here. And she went up front and she said, yes, sir. He goes, how much do you owe on your house? She said, 100,000. He goes, no, how much do you owe on your house now? She goes, oh, my faith says zero. He said, yep, here's the check. And at a quarter or at 9 o'clock, 3 hours left in the year, paid that lady's house off and didn't even know till that night he was going to do it. So I encourage you, what are you believing for this year? Stand in faith and believe.
Don't let go.
Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Wait, you don't have to beat the door down, because with Jesus, everyone, to whoever knocks, what did he say? The door will be open. What is it in God that makes things happen for him? Desire and effort, movement. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Go with me to Matthew 20. No, no, don't go there. Go with me to Matthew chapter 13. And keep your powder dry. Sunday Geyser, not only are you claiming your healing, Sister Leanne and I have been on your healing all year long.
Amen.
And we're believing God with you right now that your healing manifests right now, tonight,
Amen.
By the revelation
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit of God alive and well on the inside of you. Amen, Sister Rebecca. $100,000 in one night and one check. Paid in full. Amen?
Matthew 1, I was so excited about this.
$100,000? Amen, I am too. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest in my hand tonight.
Amen.
Woo! And here we go. Matthew chapter 13. Somebody ought to shout, I love the word. Woo! Not today, and not even in the new year. Amen. 2022, enemy, I'm going to crush you too. Woo-hoo-hoo! Underneath my feet like Jesus told me to. Woo! Don't you think that will do?
I do.
Man, I think I'm prophesying. Woo! Somebody make it up in a meme. If you're good at making memes, put that in a meme. 2022, enemy, I will crush you too. What? What are you looking at?
I was waiting for Matthew 13.
Oh, 11 and 12. Everybody keep your faith on it. I got to buy Sister Leanne a new card. What verse? Exclamation point, exclamation point. Look at this. The disciples came to Jesus and said to him, why do you speak to these people in parables? And Jesus said, because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. It's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Point your finger at yourself and say, Jesus wants me to know the mysteries.
Jesus wants me to know the mysteries.
Wait. The mysteries of the kingdom of God? How big is that? How big is it that Jesus said to us, because to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God? That's big. But Jesus ain't bored when he's talking, and he didn't just put words on the page to fill it up like you did when you were having an exam with an essay question. He actually meant that. Verse 12. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Now watch. Jesus is saying to you and I, if you're starting to get revelation in something, it's because you're diligently seeking it. And the more you seek it, the more I'm going to give you. And the more I give you, the more you put in your heart. And the more that gets in your heart, the more I'm going to give you. And the more you seek it, and it goes more, 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 more. Psalm 38:38. He said, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. And see, when you go back to the covenant in December, when you go back to the covenant in Deuteronomy 28, not December 28, and you read that covenant of the old covenant, which speaks to you and I about the new covenant, he said, you're going to be blessed coming in and going out. You're going to be blessed when you rise up and when you lay down. You're going to be blessed in the city and in the field. You're going to be blessed in the fruit of your body, in your kneading bowl, your basket, your storehouse, your savings account. You are going to be the head only and not the tail.
Amen.
You're going to be above only and not beneath. You are going to lend and not borrow. Why? Because of the blessing of the Lord in your life and in my life. Somebody ought to say, glory be to God, I love the word, or something. Brother Roger Oxy, it's so good to have you here with your I love the word.
Watch out, devil.
See, our desire and then our focus and our diligence that crushes the enemy. If you desire all you can have of God, that enemy can't destroy you and nothing that you do. Because you're going to spend all day long, dark, daylight to dark, in the presence of God, doing the things of God, walking with God, being around God. What's he going to do? How's he going to overcome that? But what it is it's focus, and then it's diligence, and then it's effort moving into it. Just keep moving. Jesus said to him who has revelation, those of you that come here every night and get revelation, he says to you, to those of you that's coming for revelation, more will be given. You know how that lady had a $100,000 debt paid off in one night? Because she gave herself to revelation on January 1st of that year and never stopped all through that year chasing that revelation. Can I get an amen out of anybody?
Amen.
The fire of God Almighty is in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Does anybody know what the next verse we're supposed to go to?
I do not.
Mark chapter 6. No. That's not a good chapter. That's a good chapter, but that's not where we're going. Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 26. Audrey Van Gessel. Hi, Audrey.
Hey,
welcome.
Audrey. Hello, hello.
Mark 4, 21 through 29. That's the whole reference. Mark 4, 21. And he said to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket? No. Under a bed? That's not a good idea. Their lamps had flames.
Yeah.
It is to be set on a lampstand. For there's, look at this verse. There is nothing hidden which will not be revealed. Nor has anything been kept secret but that it should come to light. It's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. Somebody type that in. It's not hidden from me. It's hidden for me. God didn't hide it from me. He hid it for me. And how you get it is by desire, by pressing in, by entering in, by going after the things of God. That's how it comes to you. Now watch. Verse 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, he's not talking about these appendages on the side of your head. He's talking about the ears of your life, your spirit, of your heart down on the inside. He's like, if you got ears, then start using them. Don't just listen. Hear. Break it down, man. Say, wait, Lord, I didn't get what Pastor is saying tonight. I need you to give me revelation so that I can see it in my daily life.
Amen, Dan.
In my daily life. Then verse 24. Amen, Dan. Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And you took a picture of it. I was going to say, you can paste that in there, but you took a picture of it. All right, 24, take heed what you hear. What are you listening to? You listen to doubt and unbelief? It's not going to fill your heart with faith. Listen to words of faith. Jesus said, with the same measure that you listen, it's going to be measured back to you again. It's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. With the same measure that you are listening to the word of God, it's going to be measured to you again in that same measure. If you catch a verse every now and then, every 2 or 3 days, then that's all God can give back to you. Because he has to take your desire and match your desire, because it's improper for him to give you something that you don't want. Did that make sense how I said that? Because God will never force anything on anybody, but God says, you want all of me? Then start desiring all of me and I'll give it all to you. I mean, I've been at times seeking God so much. I was in that one service at Dr. Barclay's. They literally had to pick me up and carry me out and stick me in the car. And I had to, somebody else had to drive home, man. I was gone. I wanted God so much in that period of my life. When I went out, I went head over apple cart, man. I laid there for 45 minutes out in the spirit. Why? Desire. Determination. And desire for the things of God to come to pass in my life. And there it was. 25. Whoever has, to him more will be given. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. God's not going to take it away from you. It'll be taken away by our enemy who is going to come in and steal the word. And if you're not going hard after God, then you surrender the word and the word goes away. I have been here. I have my earplugs in. Amen for the earplugs. 26. The kingdom of God is as a man should scatter seed on the ground. Where's the ground? Say it.
My heart
is the ground. And I scatter the seed of the word. That's what you and I are doing right here every night. This isn't something just to fill up your time. This is something to help you become established in the things of God. In the things of God. So, you and I are going to take the seed of God's word and place it in our heart. And that seed is going to produce that harvest. And it's going to produce 30, 60, and 100-fold return. The more word you have in your heart, the more faith you live in, the more word you have, the faith you have, the more you speak, the more that gets done. And the next thing you know, you're conquering some very serious things for our God. And you're helping us get this work done that we're doing right here in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Brother Dan sent this to me. See if I can make it so I can read it here. I like this. It was probably in his Bible, I would imagine. Oh, come on now. Oh, my goodness. I know what I'm doing, really. Probably the most prominent characteristics of the early Christians was their spiritual power.
Yeah, wow.
They fasted and prayed fervently. And their faith released the miracle working power of God. Acts encourages us that ordinary people can do extraordinary things when empowered by the Holy Spirit. Many signs will follow those who believe. Thank you, Brother Dan. That was one of the benefits of the things that's going on right here in the book of Corinthians, is that these guys were a powerful church, the Corinthian church was. But Paul was saying to them here, okay, so a year ago you want to get that done. It is now time to get busy and make it happen. And how do you do that? You write it down, focus, you set a goal, I'm going to get it done this year, and then you begin to pour all of your faith and effort into making that thing come to pass in your life. What is it in 2021 that you've been hoping God would do for you this year? Whatever that is, I encourage you that you still have the fight of faith inside of you that says, not only was I going to begin to do that this year, I'm going to get that done this year. And speak to the mountain. If there is one, tell that mountain to be removed and cast into the sea. Speak to yourself to get up and get busy. Listen to this statement. This is a bold statement. Get rid of every distraction. You see this little device? This is the most time-consuming distraction there is. If you're a scroller and a scroller and you can spend hours a day scrolling, well, ask God to make your finger sore or something. You know? Say, Lord, make it sore every time I...
No, just get your flesh under control. That can be one of your fasting.
That could be a fast for you. I'm not telling you it's wrong on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever you do. I'm telling you to sit there and mindlessly scroll for hours when you actually got things in the Bible you want in your life you need to get done. Take away anything that takes your place, Jesus.
Yeah,
I will.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, Mary.
It was from the Bible, an introduction to the book of Acts, something God brought my attention to this morning. That's awesome. Facebook is not working well. Well,
uh-oh. Really?
In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, Facebook, work well.
Amen.
Work well. It is time to work well in Jesus' name. YouTube's working good. All y'all jump on over. Just run across the top of the computer like this, and when you get here, jump. And you'll ride on the other screen. Rebecca just did it, and look at her. She's safe, and her hair is all still in place. She didn't even mess her makeup up or nothing. And when you get right to this edge of the computer right there, if you grab a hold, they got one of them, we call them, where you ride down the line.
Oh, a zip line?
Zip line. Yeah, there's a zip line. Take you right over to that other screen. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich for your sake, he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. You and me. Verse 10, and in this I give advice. It is not only, it is to your advantage, not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you must also complete the doing of it. That as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be the completion of what you have. For if there's first a willing mind, it is accepted according to one what one has and not according to what one does not have. When you look at this, thank you, Rebecca, for putting verses in. Love you. When you look at this, Paul is saying to every one of us, when you set a goal, when you make a statement, when you write something in your notebook and say, this is what I'm going to get done this year, that he says you make that decision with what you have then. And what you have right now, tonight, making a decision, getting ready for next year or finishing out this year, you already have everything you need. Why would God ask you to do something that you can't do? He would never do that. If it's in your heart to get it done, there it is. Mary said, Lord, just woke me up just in time to get a tongue lashing.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure what that's about, but I wasn't tongue lashing you, Mary. Confirmation after the jail sentence. Up just in time. Facebook.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Now, we love you, and you're not in jail here, and you're a mighty woman of God, ma'am. We love you. Watch this. You and I already have everything on the inside of us we need to get there. Let's go there. Isaiah. Isaiah 1, 17 through 20. Actually, 16 through 20. Isaiah 1, 16 through 20. Wow, you're really fast on that, love.
Look, I can correct quickly, too.
I want you to add 16 just for the reference sake, but I'm going to start on 17. Learn to do good. Did you notice that he said learn to do good?
Wow.
Some of us have been trained to not do good. It's that tree. Get your chainsaw of the word of God out. Cut that tree down. Cut it down. It makes good firewood. You might just be a fire on the beach, but it's still a fire. Burn it up. Get it down. And then get that stump out. Jesus said, every tree that he didn't plant, he's going to uproot and let him. Don't hold on to those old statements and old ways of thinking that are keeping you bound. Most of them are based in pride, and pride's going to hurt you.
And fear.
Pride and fear. 17. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. I need a decreement. I don't know what that means, Mary. I'm trying to get it, so put some more words to it. Verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Which is the condition of your sins? Mine are white as snow. Want to say it? My sins are already white as snow. When you do good, you can be taken advantage of. Well, discernment. All right, that's a good word. Now we got it. All right. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Look at verse number 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Hallelujah.
Just make your declaration. I am willing. And I am obedient. And I get to eat the good of the land.
Amen.
And if you begin to see yourself not eating the good of the land, then go to the Father and say, wait a minute, I think I'm willing, and I think I'm obedient. Help me see. And he says, my sheep hear my voice. So since he's going to give you the desire of your heart, and if you ask and you seek and you knock, well, guess what? He's going to give you the good of the land if you're entering in. Look at what it says. Verse 20, if you refuse and rebel, God puts refusing and rebelling in the same category, then you're going to be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. So how? I don't want nobody destroying me, Pastor. Well, then be willing and obedient, and seek God with all of your heart. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. And the door will be opened. God doesn't say, see if you can get every key and find the key and get in. Jesus literally said, the Father is waiting. The Father wants to do good things for his children. So you and I got to get rid of every tree in our life that says, About time I get something started, it all falls apart. That is a tree that you're going to have to live the benefits of if you keep speaking it. My goodness, Pastor. Pretty soon I'm not going to say anything at all. No. We just have to learn to say the right words. Let the Holy Spirit correct you and just tell Holy Spirit, I want your correction every time I begin saying something that is out of line with your perfect will for our life. Now what happens? He begins to check you. He begins to say, watch it. He'll say to you, don't let that person in any closer. Keep him there. Right?
There you go. Yeah.
Mary was just talking about it. Yeah. Discernment. Wait. You can do many things for many people, but learn to keep them in the right place in your life. Because if you keep them in the right place, you won't ever be offended by them.
Amen?
It doesn't matter how much somebody wants to be in your inner circle. If you can see that that person is not mature enough to handle your inner circle, then you got to just say, no, I love you. Let me give you a hug. Let me keep you where you're supposed to be. But you got to stay out there because you get in my inner circle, you're going to get messed up. And I don't need to have anybody messed up. I get an amen from anybody.
Amen.
That's another message, and we're not going into that. These verses that we're talking about from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, Paul said, where there was a desire a year ago, there needs to now be a completion of it. Now, if in January of 2021 you said, I'm going to read my Bible every day, and you've not got it done, well, you won't get that one done this year. You'll need to set that again for next year. You'll need to go to the Father and say, please forgive me. I was wrong. I needed you in my life, and I didn't get that one done. I will do it this year and get it done. Maybe you want to come to an understanding of the revelation of faith that you've never had. Well, it's simple to come to revelation of faith, but here's how simple it is. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And don't be questioning him. Mary was allowed to ask a question. Zechariah was not. The questions you and I already know the answer to, and we're just being stubborn. That question might get you a whooping. Hi, Mom. My mom's here. Everybody say hi to my mom.
Hello.
Love you, Mom. Thanks for being here with us tonight.
Yeah.
Watch this. Sometimes in our life, it's not stubbornness, but we've had so much happen to us that we just sit down and we just wonder, what in the world is going on? Get off of my face, you crazy fly. Rebuke that in Jesus' name. Facebook jail just means you're telling the truth and they can't handle it. That's all that means.
Yeah. Hi, Al.
We love you whether you're in jail or not, Mary. I even have a Facebook jail ministry.
Yeah.
And we'll stop by and see you on a regular basis. The cool thing about the cool thing about Facebook jail, Mary, is that we can still bring you coffee and donuts and money, and you can get out and roam around. You just gotta watch your tongue a little better.
Nope,
actually, your finger tongue. All right, yeah. All right, let's be focused so we can be finished. In this set of verses, the Apostle Paul, that's what we studied at the very beginning of 2021. Our theme for this year is 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love. That's pretty big. That's pretty big. Sister Sunday and Sister Rebecca Smith said hi to you, Mom.
They're on YouTube.
They're on YouTube.
Saying hello.
Now, what is the whole point of tonight's message? This year is not finished. Don't just sit down and look confused about the last 3 days. Give it everything you got. Just give it absolutely everything you got in these last 4 days and just say it. Father, I'm determined this year to have a major breakthrough in 2021. And I come to you and ask you for that now in Jesus' mighty name. See.
And the truth will set you free.
And the truth will set you free. Amen. Mom wrote truth, truth, and only the truth. See. I think one of the greatest things that's happened for me as the pastor, the shepherd here, in 2021 is I learned to go to the New Testament and search up the important key words of our life and say, wait, what does Jesus say? What does Paul say? What does James say? What did Jude say? What did Peter say? What did John say? What did Luke say? What did Matthew say? Why? Because they were all led by the Holy Spirit. When you search that word all the way through the New Testament, and you go ahead and believe what the word of God is actually saying, not religion, I don't care whose mouth it comes out of. When you believe this Bible, Sister Sunday just said it, you will know the truth, and that truth will set you free.
Amen.
It will set you free. And what Paul's saying to us is, sure, there's been a willingness in you, but now let's get ourselves very focused. Let's get ourselves very focused so that we can get this thing done. You had a desire for it. Now let's get it done. Now, this is the coolest thing about it, the whole deal. It doesn't matter what it is that you're trying to get accomplished. Leanne and I are on the left and the right of you saying, go, sister, go. Go, brother, go. We've got our faith with you every minute of every day. And what's it do? That produces that faith, that prayer of agreement, that wall of faith that no fiery dart of the enemy can get through.
Amen.
This might be fulfilling something in your life. And you might be like, wow, I'm glad I got this so I'm not bored in the evenings. You got to let this be a little bit more than you're not bored. Take this and say, I'm going to change my life and come up to a whole new level in God. I mean, God was giving Caleb and Joshua a new assignment at 80 years old. And they didn't have Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, an air-conditioned car, a comfortable house, or nothing. Caleb was 80 years old saying, I am as strong today as I was 40 years ago, standing at Kadesh Barnea when them thumbsuckers kept us from coming in. I had to want, I think one of the things that scared the giants is Caleb lived. Oh, God, here he comes. He's 80 years old, and he is ticked at all them people that made him wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. He's going to drive us out. Some of them probably just fled out of fear because they were so ferocious. Don't retire, refire.
Amen.
If Moses got to be 100 years old and his eyesight wasn't dimmed and his strength hadn't failed him, then start claiming that verse, holding on to it in Jesus' mighty name, and not surrendering in any sense of any word under any circumstances for any condition or anything at all. Because God is doing a brand new thing in your life right here, right now, today, tonight, 2021. And he wants you to be able to end this year saying, oh! Get your notebook out. Start recording the revelations that you have received in 2021, and you're functioning in them. You might think you're weak, but you're not weak. You guys are not weak. We look at you as the mighty warriors in God that you actually are. There's a devil lying to you that you're weak. Don't listen to him. You don't know what he's talking about. This body of believers is not weak in any sense of the word, in any sense of the word. This body of believers is stronger and more powerful and more determined than we have ever been at any moment in our life. And since we've been here, and we are going to the next level in God, and I don't care if it hair lips the booger man, we're going to make it work. He is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. And I'll go back to our verses and we'll be finished. Our second set of verses for 2021 is Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 through 7. And this is what it says, verse 5. Revelation 21, 5 through 7. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to John, write, for these words are true and faithful. God is not only doing a new thing, he's making everything around us new. He made you a new creation. Old things are passed away and all things are made
new.
He took away your sin, and what did he give you that was new? Jesus' righteousness. Pretty powerful.
Hallelujah.
He took your spirit that was longing for him and filled you with the Holy Spirit of God. And you got a new spirit. And you might as well have a new car and a new house.
Amen.
If he makes all things new, what does that include? All things.
All things.
The only limit on that is what you and I will limit it to and say, well, no, you can't have that, Pastor. He showed Dr. Oral Roberts a field in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and said, build me a university. And then what did he show him? A new building there, and 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 make about 50 streets there, and put a bunch of new buildings there. Because what was he showing him? I make all things new. And what did Dr. Roberts create? Oral Roberts University, which is one of the most advanced universities in our day. And they still teach the people to be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
The NCAA Sweet 16 basketball tournament was done, and their people knelt around the center circle in the basketball court praying and giving glory to Almighty
yeah,
God. All right. That was the last circle. I think we got all the critters in the middle. I think we got a big fire now built. The wagons are circled, and this is what it is. Get your notebook out and start writing some notes about 2021. And let's talk about them this week. And let's conquer in the next 4 days of this
Amen.
Year. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's perform the doing of it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these wonderful believers that are with us right here tonight. Thank you for that, that for 361 days, this group of believers this year have been chasing after you. If they can't say anything else, they can say that statement. I've chased God for 361 days out of this year because I started out chasing him, and here I am. I've only got 4 days left, and I am still chasing God. And it didn't matter what come my way. I got 361 days of chase under my belt. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. I love the word. Father, illuminate our hearts, our minds, and our understanding so that we can walk with you and we become exactly what you want us to become. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So, let's receive tonight the new covenant worship. All right. Nobody make any post till I can get these verses copied. Right now, because I want you to copy them right now. And if I stop and copy them, then maybe you'll stop and copy them. Here we go. Amen. Well, Mary, since you want to be what I want you to be, I want you to be Caleb going up that mountain, driving out the devils when you're 80 years old, taking a new piece of land, looking at your brother Joshua saying, Josh, I claim that mountain and I want it now. And Josh's going to look at you and say, go. Go get them, Mary.
Amen.
Listen, your spirit doesn't know how old you are. That's just your body that's dealing with the effects of this world. Well, now that we got a revelation that this body's got to obey the word of God, I've gone preaching, didn't I?
You did. Mary does that to you.
I can hear you now, Roger Oxy. I am not preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, no, chapter 11, verse 23. I sure do love you guys. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, say this with me. Thank you, Lord, for your blood.
Thank you, Lord, for your blood.
Love you, Dan. On the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. How can that be? Because as he, Jesus, the head is, so are we the body on this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. And there's no fear in the communion service if you come here and do what the Bible says. If you're coming here to fool around and mock God, I wouldn't recommend that, because now you're mocking the blood and that's going to cause you to be reprobate. See, you and I come here every night for one purpose, and that is to receive from the blessed, wonderful sacrifice that Jesus made. And verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. That's as simple as saying, Jesus, I have sinned and I need you. Now you're ready for communion. For those of you that are here tonight and you're brand new to the kingdom, pray this prayer with us. Mean it from the depths of your heart down in here. And when you're finished, you'll be right with God and you'll be ready to receive the communion elements. You ready? Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you in my life right now. Just put your hands out and just receive him into you. Pray this with me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. That was the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome, family of God. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, welcome to the family of God. We want you to communicate with us somehow that you prayed that prayer. How cool is that? In that one prayer, you went from darkness into light. Why? Because God never does something to you. He takes you from darkness and he translates you into light. You went from fear, because sin causes fear, to faith. And it's not even your faith. It's the faith of Jesus coming on the inside of you. Woo! You went from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us could. Nobody. Nobody since Jesus was hung on that cross has ever been able to be good enough. You got to have his righteousness. And in that prayer, you literally went from your sin to his righteousness. and he gave it to you as a gift. That's the most amazing gift you'll ever receive. The Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt him. Wait, I think right now it would be safe to say there's probably 500,000 people that's getting born again right now around the world. 100,000, 7 billion people in the world, probably 100,000 are being born again right now. I'm going to go look it up. Somebody look it up with me. Not right now, though. Take communion first. And the Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt this person into the family. And you are now joint heir with Jesus, and you are an heir of God. You not only got a name change, you got a DNA change. Want to say it with me? Thank God everything about me changed.
Thank God everything about me
changed. It did. Thank God everything about you just changed. Just changed. Woo! They put my email address and website in there. Because if they don't do that, I'll just preach all night about this. And tell me your story. Right, send me an email. Tell me your story. Send us a prayer request. Give us your testimony. Ask us a question about God or the Word of God. We'll help you find God. You can say, Pastor, I need to study this. And I'll be able to send you about 4, 5, 10 videos on it where you can study it and be absolutely filled with the Word of God on that subject. And it'll be a blessing to your life. That's who we are. I've got 10 verses I'd love to send you. I believe they're the most foundation verses of the Bible. Send me an email. We'll get them to you. Are you ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. Our place is to help you walk with God. We are a voice of faith, and we will help you walk with God every day of your life. Get you some communion elements. Get you a cracker and some grape juice. Bread and water. Bread and water is good. God loves everything to be decent and in order. So he said, broken bread and the fruit of the vine. So get it. You can find it at your grocery store. And don't be obstinate about it. If you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. Ready? Let's bless our elements. Wait, if somebody's watching, like, I'm not back yet, Pastor. It paused, the video paused, and then I'll come back on. Don't kick the couch, you'll hurt your toe. Ready? Pray this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
They are blessed and sanctified. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
In my community.
In my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame. And you are set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. and we thank you for it. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus. I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly, to the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help,
where I find grace, mercy, and help,
for my assignment every day,
by the blood of
Jesus,
and the word of my testimony,
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus. Every plague, has to pass over my life and cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When
you
come for me,
in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his blood shed. Glory be to God. Now we always say, circle the wagons. So maybe we ought to sing this song tonight. Will the circle be unbroken?
Really? What is that song even about, actually?
You should have seen the look on Sister Leanne's face when I started singing that song.
Yeah, wow.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Let's sing a song. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood, would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Working power
in the
precious blood of the Lamb.
Woo!
Don't you love that song? There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb.
Have you ever tried to break a glass? Heard it can happen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's get something done in our lives, guys. Make sure you get your notebook out. And if you don't have one, then get yourself to the store and get one. I would recommend that you get one that at least has 150, maybe 250 pages in it. Why? Well, there's 365 days in the year, and you want God to talk to you. every day of your life. What? You didn't like how I held that note? I was doing good.
Mercy and good Lord, Samuel.
Yeah, guess what, guys? I love you too. So there. Oh, you got to love this family. Thank
you.
Thank God for us. Truly. Truly, 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 thank God for us. How about 4 more hours of the good word of God? Well, Roger, it's probably not going to happen tonight, right now. But I'm going to be in the Word for 4 hours. If anything, I would recommend that you would open up this and study this one again for 4 hours. All right, we want to give you guys an update. It is now 14 below zero here in North Dakota. And it looks like we're on our way by 0800. We're going to be at 24 below zero. So why don't you all y'all come now, you hear? This would be a perfect time to come and see that 25 below in North Dakota really isn't that cold.
Y'all come and see now, you hear?
Jump on the train. By the time you get here, it'll still be cold. Thank you guys for your prayers, because we got a bunch of snow in the last 3 days. We really, really needed it. It's going to make a major difference for us in the spring here in North Dakota. And thank you for your prayers in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. What is our closing verse for tonight, Phyllis? Hey, I've never broken a window yet, and I sing really good. You can ask my mom. Well, thank God Mary got into jail, or did she just get out?
Got out. She said they just gave her a talking to.
Mary, did you just get out of jail, or are you back in jail? Which one is it? Uh-oh. Well, you just went to jail. Mary, 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 Mary. Hey, don't worry about it. That's just them being stupid, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Jude 24 and 25. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. The closing verses, don't take any wooden nickels. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God wants you filled with joy. To a God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, shall we see you tomorrow at noon? Tomorrow, at one point this week, we love you, Phyllis. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of us. We love having you here. One night this week, we're going to study with Dr. Lester Summerall a very powerful message that he preached on faith. I'm not sure which night it's going to be, but don't miss a night, because you know what happens if you miss a night. That'll be the night we show up. And it's going to be a good week. Let's get ourselves ready for 2022. Amen. And we're going to have a great time in the things of God in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. Make sure to send us an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. See you soon.